Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You have found it. Congratulations. You have found the Loftus Party podcast. We are on the air. We are on your computer. We are on the waves of micro. How's it going? It's Michael Loftus here. I got Jason Anarino with me.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
I'm excited to launch this new endeavor.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing.
It will be. We got Andrew, who's looking very nervous over here, like something's about to explode.
Just trying to make sure that everything is sounding good.
And we got Lorenzo in the back there. He's like, I think he's doing MySpace or something.
MySpace? I don't think he's on MySpace.
Have you been to MySpace lately?
No.
Oh, I don't think
anybody's been to MySpace.
Oh, they have.
Really?
They have, my friend. I got an email from MySpace, and it was kind of creepy,
right?
It's like I see dead people. Right? Like, what are they doing? And I went to MySpace, and it's all really cool bands. What just dude owns it now?
Justin Timberlake bought it. And now it's more geared towards music and bands, right? And it's not.
Oh, so you know what it is, but you were still making fun of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a joke now. Everybody, and I'll tell you, Facebook is the new joke. Everybody's going to Instagram now.
You know who's not a joke? Friends of the television show. People who watch the show that we are on enjoy Facebook. And I'm not going to sit idly by and let you diminish the people who are fans of the show. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. This is a podcast. It's going to be every week. It's going to be a little insanity. We're going to be somewhat over the board, but here's what we are going to endeavor to do. That's the week that was thing. We're just going to go down Monday, Tuesday, just boom, talk about the news, get people caught up in a lighthearted comedic fashion.
Yes.
And we'll have punchlines like, yes. Okay. So
the bald eagles are crying.
So here's the big, it's going to be politics. It's going to be pop culture. It's going to be all that good stuff. Our first story, big story Monday, for me at least, is that they delayed the next Star Wars movie. Delayed Star Wars to Christmas of 2017.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to wait to see the girl again.
Aww.
What's her name? What's her Star Wars name?
I don't know.
Ray.
Ray.
You like the Ray?
Oh,
she's like,
yeah.
To me, I'm not into it. I'm not. She looks.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
She looks beautiful.
She looks like Sigourney Weaver's kid.
Sigourney Weaver's not hot.
No.
We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of butch.
I'm not going to. Nah, there's something with the jaw.
She could beat you up.
And Ray has that same thing.
No.
She's got a man's name and a man's jaw.
She represents all that is beautiful and wonderful in the world. She represents the light side of the
force. You know who she looks like to me?
Who?
Like Olivia Wilde's okay sister.
Who's Olivia Wilde?
Okay, listen. If you like Ray from Star Wars.
I do.
Check out Olivia Wilde.
Okay, I'll check her out. Is she hot?
Listen. Olivia Wilde?
Are you attracted to Olivia Wilde?
She's insanely hot.
Then why do you think that... wait a second. You're saying that Rey is her unattractive sister?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't say that around Rey because she has the Force. She could kill me.
She's a beautiful woman.
Okay. Did you like the first Star Wars? Do you like this next one? Are you excited about Christmas 2017?
Well, kind of. Han Solo was my favorite Star
Wars
character.
Way to pick a team. Let's not go there.
He is.
Let's not go there.
So
we're not going to go into the Han Solo territory. If people haven't seen the
movie.
You
want to talk Star Wars, but something's off limits within the world of Star Wars?
I would expect that level of professionalism. if there were podcasts back in the 80s,
yeah.
And some guy came on and go, this podcast's great, dad. Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's dad. I'd want to track that person down and end him, okay?
I think the cat's out of the bag by now.
No.
Really?
No, it's not.
I guess there's people living under rocks.
That Han Solo was Luke Skywalker's dad is the best kept secret in Hollywood.
Well, now you just told everybody.
Let's move on. We're going to move on. We went to the Star Wars well, and you kind of let me down, buddy.
Well, no, I'm not as excited as I was for this one. I'll say that.
Okay, Tuesday. Here was, oh my goodness, the Flint water thing.
Yeah.
The Flint, that's crazy.
Wow, the water in Flint is poison. Guess what else? All the rest of the water in America is poison, too. They kind of put poison in the water. Fluoride is, you're more likely to get bone cancer. It's proven that fluoride, if you drink it often enough, will lower your IQ up to 10 points.
I don't know what that means.
They did a Harvard study.
I don't know what that means. then again, I brush my teeth every day.
Yeah.
With fluoride.
Well, and it also came out that it doesn't really help your teeth all that much either. It's all just a sham. It's not true.
Okay. All right. So I'm not going to get into the science of this. I want to stick to there is lead in the water of Flint, and they are calling for the governor. They want that dude's head on a platter. Now, are you ready to have your world rocked? This is what scares me about the big government. Uh-huh. This is where I'm coming from politically. Big government's not the answer. People are the answer. This came out today that there was someone on the lower end. Here's what happened in Flint, by the way. They used to take the water from Lake Huron, largest source of fresh water, beautiful, right. Clean, whatever. And to save some dough, they're like, well, let's take it from the Flint River. And then to save some more dough, let's not take out any corrosive elements in the water, right? So we're going to clean the water, quote unquote clean. We're not going to do the anti-corrosive treatment to it. We're just going to let it flow down the pipe. So when that was the plan, someone at the EPA, a lower level official, said, ho, 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 hold on. If you do that, if you take out, the pipes will get corroded, lead will get into the water, you will have a myriad of problems. And I get a triple word score for using myriad.
You did.
Thank you. That makes me sound smart, especially when I point it out. So this girl from the EPA sends out that report, and the Flint people look at it, and they're like, ugh, is this right? And then her boss at the EPA, the woman who runs the whole division, she's based out of Chicago, she goes, pay no attention to that. Pay no attention. That's a first draft of a report. We shouldn't even have sent that out. These aren't the droids you're looking for. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
He's stuck with the Star Wars theme.
And I love it. I love it. Is R2-D2 here? How does R2-D2 feel about the Flint water crisis?
Wow!
It's like he's in the room.
He always makes that noise when he's in trouble.
So, the head of the EPA in Chicago, she resigned today because they knew it. They knew it would happen. And they told the governor and everyone else in Flint, it'll be okay. Legionnaire's disease, bro. They had like 9 people, 10 people die of it's like the instant they let that water come out of the tap, people are just like dying left and right. Now, I know it's a comedy podcast, but this is just frightening, beyond frightening.
Yeah, you
gotta
wonder.
It's the one time in my life I've teamed up with Michael Moore. And I'm like, get him, Mike, you big fat fatty.
Yeah.
And then I take a shot at him, a cheap one about his weight.
Well, it's the elephant in the room.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You gotta wonder how many more places this kind of thing is happening.
You can't drink out of a river anywhere. There's only one state, Alaska, that you could actually like drink out of a river and live.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Well, we had rivers catching on fire. Now, how does water? It's got to be some pretty bad water. If your water is catching on fire, don't drink it.
You're talking about the 1970s. You're talking about Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I think it's happened even more recently.
Here's what they found out about that. Check this out. I love this kind of stuff. And there's going to be fun to know facts, and there's going to be like little conservative nuggets and blah, 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 blah. In the 1970s, whatever, the Cuyahoga River literally caught on fire. It was so polluted, it caught on fire.
Water caught on fire.
So here's what they did in Cleveland. They made it against the law to pollute the lake and the river. They're like, seriously, if you're caught putting anything into this water, you're in big, big trouble. The next year, just after a year of not polluting it, it was on the 10 cleanest waterways in America list.
That's beautiful.
It's amazing. Leave it to nature. Just stop. Just stop littering. Just stop. No one has to go in. You don't need a lot of government money. You don't need big studies and all this, just billions and billions. Just stop.
Just keep stuff clean.
Yeah.
Just stop.
How about that? Help Woodsy spread the word. Don't you be a dirty bird in the city or in the woods. Am I all alone here?
What are you talking about?
Help keep America looking good. Woodsy the owl. I'm old. Okay. Our next story.
I have no idea what just happened on the podcast.
We helped Woodsy spread the word. Here we go. Wednesday, Sarah Palin, she jumps out. She endorses the Donald Trump. Did you see that on the TV?
Now, does that help or hurt him? I don't know necessarily if that's...
You know, how can you... That's the big thing they keep saying on MSNBC and Fox and all the big, you know, does it help him or does it hurt him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, he says the craziest things and you think, oh, that's going to be the end of him. And it ends up, you can't tell. You can't tell whether it helps or hurts. I think it helps him. I met Sarah Palin. I met her. She was delightful. She's got the charisma. She can see Russia from her front yard.
Like that, yeah.
She has got the charisma. I think it helps. If you look closely, if you go
like,
back.
Are there people that are going, I wasn't going to vote for him, but now that Sarah Palin told me I'm going to vote for him.
There might be 5 of those people. Their last name is all Palin.
It's her, like, cousin.
Mama said to vote for Trump. No, I think it'll help him. How does it hurt? It's another person out there.
She's very divisive. And so is he. But I mean, you know.
When he introduces her, it was an event in Iowa, and he's like, coming out of here, Sarah Palin. She walks by him. She's wearing this horrible, it's like spangly, shiny. It's like somebody should have stopped her before she walked out. Like, Sarah, don't wear that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can see Donald Trump as she walks by, and this is a visual because I'm good with radio. He totally like looks right at her butt. He like looks, and then he realizes that there's cameras on, and he's looking. Then he looks up and plays it off. It is the most awesome moment. When we can show clips on the TV show, I can't wait. We're gonna slow it down. It's gonna be like the Zapruder film. Like, follow Trump's eyeballs. He's so like his wife. If she sees that, she's gonna be mad. What are you doing, Donald? You like her more than me. I don't know if it helps or hurts. Let's go on to the next story. I just want to say I like Sarah Palin. I like her. She's invited to the big Loftus Party barbecue.
You feel like maybe she was into you when you met her? Do you think you had a shot?
Her husband was right there.
Yeah, but let's say
I'm a married man.
Let's say
I'm a
married. Okay, let's say you weren't married.
I'm not married.
And she and Todd is got hit by a bus or something, and he's out of the picture.
No,
it's just you and Sarah.
I'm going to give him a little bit more of a heroic death.
He's saving children from a fire, and he.
How about this? He crashed his seaplane in Alaska, and he was he died fighting a grizzly bear.
See, that's cool. All right, yeah. Okay, so he dies fighting a grizzly, and it's just you and her. Do you think you had a shot?
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. You heard it, folks. The big scoop we need for episode one. Sarah Palin wants Michael Loftus.
All righty. Here we are. We're rolling on. Here's the big story from Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Big Thursday, there was a big Loftus party / flip side taping. At the Comedy and Magic Club. That was so fun. That was really good times.
That's a beautiful club. The Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa. It's just like, I've been to comedy clubs all over the world. What a beautiful...
All over the world.
All over the world, yes. And you as well. And would you say it is one of the better rooms?
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I got a handful of favorites. If we start listing them, we're going to get in trouble. I don't want to offend anybody.
I don't want to make anybody else mad.
Comedy and Magic Club, high up on the list.
It's great.
But the show was rocking. It was a really good time. If you're in the Southern California area, make sure you check. We taped like once a month down there. We do a couple of shows. We're syndicated all over the place. It's craziness. We did a gun control rant, which, but whoever thought that would be funny? Gun control.
Yeah, it doesn't hilarious. Seem like a funny topic, but you really made it work. It was one of the better pieces.
It was the passcode thing. Like, everybody's like, put a thumbprint on your gun, and that makes just perfect intuitive sense. You're like, yes, let's do that.
Right.
But like my iPad, my iPhone, it has a thumbprint. That works beautifully, but I charge it up every night. If you don't remember to charge your gun and a guy breaks in, you're like, I got to reboot. I need an eye genius. Stop stabbing me. I'm going to shoot back once I remember my password. That's the comedy.
Yeah, it was good.
Alan Havey stopped by. He's going to be on our next taping. We're taping again in February. Havey's going to be on the show. We've had Ann Coulter on the show. We had Dave Zucker from the Airplane movies. He's been on. It's just nuts. Charlie Sheen has been on the show. The level.
Oh, we get a lot of cool guests.
It's amazeballs.
It is pretty amazeballs, I would say. I would never use that phrase.
And it just gets more and more amazing. We're gonna roll right along. We've got the Friday news. This is the big one today that everybody was talking about. What do you think the big story was today, Jason?
Star Wars 8, Han Solo actually shoots Darth Vader.
Okay, you're wrong. So that would be wrong. What is the big story today? Look at your phone. Maybe it's on your phone. See what the headlines are. This will be a fun game. Jason tries to pretend like he knows the news. What show do you work on? Oh, it's a political comedy show. And have you seen the news at all today?
I know, dude. You get so mad at me. Did you watch the debates? No. I know what those guys were talking
it's
about.
It's a good idea. Is it the big
weather thing that's going on in the East that's making everybody flip out?
You know what? And here's the deal with this. And that drives me crazy. But let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
There's a snowstorm that's about to be on the East Coast.
Right.
And it's all about population. We live in Southern California, right? People are kind of spread out. Now, granted, there's a lot of people in Los Angeles and San Francisco. But on a whole, if you look at like where the population centers are, everybody's clumped on the far right of this country, over that coast. And that's what it is. These people get a snowstorm and like, gee, this is a big story. This is a very big. The salt trucks are getting ready. Don't get on the subway. It's crazy town. And it's like, I grew up in Ohio. You grew up in Ohio.
It doesn't bother me at all. It's weather. It's another day at the office.
The weatherman comes on and goes, it's going to snow. Yeah. I don't know what the big deal is. And like, oh, the government's going to shut down. The government's going to shut. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Shut it down. The way I look at it, we just saved a few bucks. They didn't have to vote on some phony baloney bill. It's all going to cost us a gajillion dollars. Who knows? Maybe we just avoided World War III. But yeah, shut it all down. Now, when Atlanta gets snow, when Atlanta gets ice.
It happens.
You know
it happened
it's gonna
last
be,
year.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
And they have like two ice trucks for the whole state. They were like, what do we do?
And one of them's borrowed from Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, I don't want people on the East Coast to feel angry at us because we're suffering out here too. Today it got down to like 70. So it was tough.
It was bad.
It was, yeah.
It was bad. Last night, low of like 64.
Oh my goodness.
At one moment, I thought the furnace was going to come on. Wow. That was, it was so cold. So. I put on a light jacket. Hell.
Here's Michael.
I remember when. No. But the short answer to the question is no, not that's not the big
story. What is the big story?
Political news, the National Journal, the National Review. They teamed up against Donald Trump. They came out with a... I don't read the National Review.
Well, that's because you don't talk like this. I read the National Review.
Seriously. William F. Buckley, that's his deal. I'm not a very... I don't know enough about William F. Buckley. I just always knew he was a bit that Robin Williams did. You know, whenever Robin Williams talks like this, I'm like, oh, he's doing the snooty white guy. And then you find out, oh, that's a real dude.
I thought it was Thurston Howell III he was doing.
No. Thurston Howell III.
Loving.
Yeah, there is a difference. There's a Gillian.
I love doing that.
Oh, that guy's great. It's my favorite movie of all time that Thurston Howell III is in. And that's not his name. Jim Backus.
That's his name?
Yeah, Jim Backus.
Dang, dude.
He was also Mr. Magoo.
You're on fire today. That's Jeopardy answer.
Dude, here's my thing. I take the...
How do you retain that?
I don't know. But I love little pieces of bar trivia. I just absolutely love them. I turned bar trivia into a show on the History Channel.
Yeah.
Right? I found out about the War of 1812 and how awesome it was. Awesome it was. Here's what happens. You get so much trivia bouncing around your head, you lose the ability to speak. You have a series
That's amazing.
Of... You have this. You have a series of mini strokes on your podcast. But, I don't even know what we were talking about. Jim Backus. Yeah, he was in one of my favorite movies. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Oh yeah.
And he's flying a plane, and he gives the wheel to Mickey Rooney, and Mickey Rooney's like, I can't fly a plane. And Jim Backus is like, I'm gonna go make a batch of old fashions. And
what does that mean?
And then it's a drink. It's cocktail.
Oh, okay.
It's an old fashioned.
I thought it was something else.
And then the guy Mickey Rooney or whoever is like, "What if something goes wrong?" And Jim Backus goes, "What could possibly go wrong with a batch of old fashions?" My favorite bits ever. We should do that. We should tell old jokes on the podcast, like our favorite comedic moments.
I don't. Yeah,
we
all
got
my
room.
Jokes
we got time
really
for
dirty,
everything.
Though,
don't do that. We're not going to sully this podcast. Man, I'm cranking them out. A Myriad and Sully. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I like it.
You're like a thesaurus.
Yes. And I'm really not going to do a dinosaur joke after hearing thesaurus. The National Review, they all came out against Donald Trump. All of them. All that blue blood, far right conservative, Dana Loesch or Lausch or whatever her name is. From
so
the
now
place.
The left hates him. And the right hates him. I think I might have found my candidate because I want everybody to be angry. I just want everybody to be upset.
That's when America works best.
It is.
I find. When everyone's angry.
If there's a candidate that everybody's like, man, he's looking out for the little guy. That's the guy that is full of it so hardcore you never want to vote for him.
Yeah.
It never works out. You want a jerk.
You want to complete as the leader of the free world.
You need tough love.
Who's your favorite president? Who you look back at history and you think, that guy, he had it together.
I mean, there's so many. I liked some of them when they weren't president. I really liked the things they did.
We're talking about presidents.
Yikes. I can't remember a good one as long as I've been alive. I mean, even...
I'm going back to old... Okay. First of all, I'll give you my list. Big fan of George Washington, right?
I love that.
Founder of the country. And here's the deal. They offered him the kingdom. They're like, what if we just made you king?
And he said,
and Washington's like, dude, smack, smack, smack. You don't get it.
Don't you get what I'm saying here?
And then I'm a big fan of John Adams. Not really during his presidency, but for the stuff that he did before.
That's what I'm talking about with Washington. All his war stuff. Awesome.
But I tell you what, you got to give it up. let's just show some serious props to TJ. They call me Tommy Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
Just Louisiana Purchase. That's the best real estate deal of all time. You know, France needs dough. They got land. He's like, I'll give you a nickel an acre or whatever the heck it
was. He screwed the French.
Oh, big yeah. time. And then he sends out Lewis and Clark to go discover. That guy is just, he's fantastic. Can do no wrong. Who else was great? Harry Truman. Big fan of Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Couple reasons. You know what? He was bought and paid for before he was president. When he was coming up in politics, he was like Harry Truman. He made hats. He was a haberdashery guy, right? Like, man, another great word, haberdashery.
Mm.
So he was in. He was in like the scam. You know, like, okay, this piece of government clothing costs 50 cents. I'll make it. I'll charge you 75. You pay me. I'll give you a nickel. He knew that whole thing. So when he got in, when World War II started, Harry Truman was in charge of this committee, and he pretty much told all these guys, like, all right, it's over, fellas. It's over. Like, we're fighting Hitler here. Stop with the kickbacks. And everybody, like, played ball for the rest of World War II. And he dropped the bomb.
Two of them, baby.
Boom, boom.
Yep.
And here's, never feel bad about that, America. God, I love having a voice in the world on a podcast. Never, ever feel bad about nuking the Japanese. And here's little fun.
Jeez.
Little fun.
I don't know if I like where this is going right now.
Because people don't know this. I watched this show on the History Channel about, like, the Japanese, like, their secret military, the things they were working on.
They were
on.
Brutal, dude.
The things
they were really bad.
They were super close. They had discovered the jet stream, and they would put bombs on balloons and just,
and
like,
it would fly over. The balloon would float over and land on us.
So here was the plan. They were like months away from succeeding. The plague. They were going to give us all the plague.
Really?
Yes. They found a way to put it in fleas. They had these fleas that would transmit the plague. Here's the problem.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. Where they would put the fleas in like a bomb, a device to carry
a flea
over.
Bomb.
Yes, and when the balloon would go up into the jet stream, the lack of oxygen and the cold would kill the fleas and the plague. That was the big problem they had to overcome, and they had just done it. They figured out a way to keep the fleas alive, and they were like a month away from giving us all the plague.
But so, fleas, you know, too. So that's, you know, worse than the plague. I don't mind the plague. I just don't want fleas. It's awful.
Okay. Okay, I'm.
Have you ever had a dog with fleas or a cat with fleas?
I did.
It is a complete nightmare.
Well, you know what? At least you're alive to have the dog.
Well, I'd rather the flea kill me than to live with that.
Well, the plague, you wouldn't have to live with it, right? Because you'd be dead from the plague. So you know what you do? You nuke them.
Yep. And now they make our Nintendo Wiis, baby. Boom. That's what happens. Boom.
I like how you say they make our Nintendo Wiis.
They
like
do.
No, that's not an American company.
Oh.
Like, it's a wonderful device. I love it.
Yeah.
I like the Honda. I like the Nintendo.
The Japanese are great.
But they really are.
Yeah.
I like them.
They're our buddies now.
You know what else I like? And what America should do, like, rip off from the Japanese? Geisha girls. A buddy of mine went to Japan, and he went to a bathhouse with geishas. He says it's the best.
A bathhouse with geishas.
Yeah, these women, what they do is they are trained to lie right to your face and pretend like you're a very interesting person and like your jokes are funny and you are the best. Seriously.
I'll pay for that.
Right? Me too.
I can't.
So you hop in a giant bathtub and they kind of scrub you off and they're like, so what do you think about world peace? And you go, well,
it's stupid.
I think, like, Dr. Seuss should be in charge of the UN. And like, you're very smart. And they just act like you're incredibly interesting and great. I would love that. I would go like once or twice a week.
Only you understand me, Yoko. You're wonderful.
Boy, hasn't she ruined that name?
Oh, it's done.
Yo, it's done.
It's like Hitler. You're
you
not going to
have
name
the
your
most
kid.
Attractive woman walk in who's brilliant and just everything, and you'd go, wow, what's that girl's name?
It's Yoko.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't. I saw what she did to Paul and John.
I'm going to pass. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're coming into the home stretch of the show here, and here's what I want to do. We do a segment on the television show called Michaeltopia, where the world is a wacky, crazy place, but in Michaeltopia, here's how it works. Let's come up with some Michaeltopias.
If you had an island and you could make your own laws and your own rules, these are the rules for Michaeltopia.
Right. In Michaeltopia,
uh-huh,
there are no more women named Yoko.
I like that.
That's a new... We should actually write that down.
Yeah.
I don't care who she is, how great she could have the cure for cancer and the body of a Victoria's Secret model, but she's going to have to change her name.
Yeah, you're Debbie now. I'm sorry. We're not going to do this. That's why her last name was Oh No.
Oh No.
Yoko Oh No.
I think I have, like, it's horrible to say, I have zero respect for her.
She's
other
awful.
Other than her gold digging abilities.
Yeah, you got to give her props on that.
Right?
Yeah, but her music, and like, I'm sure that her cassettes or her...
Wait a minute. I live around the corner from a barbecue's galore, right? And I have to get my propane tank refilled.
Yeah.
And I go in, and they're playing a Beatles song, right? And there's this black dude who works at the barbecue's galore. Really nice guy. And the Beatles song is playing. I'm like, oh, good tune. And he's like, oh, yeah. And then he goes, Yoko Ono. And I look at him. He goes, best gold digger there ever was. He like shouts it out across. And I'm like, I love this man.
That's a good line.
I love him. And there's another guy that works at Barbecues Galore. Right, it's right on Ventura Boulevard. And he has a complete Boba Fett outfit. And he's part of this group of dudes. They're into cosplay and stuff. It's all these like Boba Fetts, and they go and they raise money for children's charities, and they do wonderful, wonderful work. And that's just so great. He gets to be a complete and total nerd and help out like a children's hospital. Yeah. That's the way to go. So listen, America, if you're out there and you're into cosplay, and your wife is like, dude, this is too much money. It's for the children.
Yeah.
Wrap it up in children's charity. Holy guac. It just flies by. Hit me with a Michaeltopia. What do you got?
And Michaeltopia, you can't get arrested for saving your dog.
Whoa.
I just read in the news, a guy in Florida, his house is burning down, and the firemen tell him, do not go back in. And he's like, my dogs are in there. They said, don't go back in. And he said, you know what? I'm going back in. He gets his dogs. The cops, like, beat him up, busted his face all up. He was arrested.
But he rescued his dogs?
I believe he did. Let me pull up the story here, because it was...
Okay, in Michaeltopia...
Are you saving your dog
or not? Here's mine. In Michaeltopia, when you do a Michaeltopia bit, you know the facts of the story.
I don't need to know the facts.
Wait a minute. We have music for this. Let's be insane. Let's get nuts. That's the Michaeltopia music. That's nice.
It's soothing.
It is. It's soothing jazz. Let's find out if the dogs lived or died. Jason, did he save the dogs?
Well, I got the article pulled up right now. It was in Florida.
Okay.
And the guy's 58 years old. He kept going inside his home to save his three dogs. I got out of the house, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, my dogs is in there. So I went back inside to look for my dogs. Joyner tells News 6 he kept getting overcome with smoke, and he had to keep coming outside to breathe. He said he saw an opportunity when he grabbed the firefighter's axe and threw it through the window to get access to his dogs. Deputies tackled Joyner, roughing up his face. Joyner says he was taken to the hospital for CAT scan, and when he was taken to the jail, where he was booked on charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. My defense is I was trying to save my dogs, Joyner said. Joyner's face was bloodied by the tackle, and he asked why deputies used so much force against him while his home was burning. Brevard County spokesman David Jacobs said deputies suspected Joyner's was intoxicated when they arrived, and they feared what he may have done with the axe if he was impaired. He says the deputies charged him with two misdemeanors when they could have charged him with a felony for picking up the firefighter's axe. So they did give him a little bit of leniency. I think at the most they should have taken me inside, and if they felt I needed it to be taken in a squad car till things settled down. Joyner's dogs were eventually rescued by the fire rescue crew.
There you go.
With him and
there,
his roommate.
Finally.
Happy ending.
That was like waiting for microwave popcorn. That was like, you know, you put the bag.
But did you learn?
I learned, finally. My one question was, did he save the dogs? And now I know this guy's whole life story, and there's social security numbers and his middle name.
Social security number.
It went on and on. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, like, the guy's like, my dogs are in there, and the fire department's there, and like, why did it come to him getting an axe?
Why did the fire department go
swear,
right in?
I swear, like, the fire department, they have masks, they have oxygen, all they can do is like, we'll be right there. We'll go get the dogs.
You have a dog.
I have a dog.
You're going in for your dog.
Oh my gosh, yes.
A dog is like a member of your family, I would
say. I love my dog.
Yeah. Would you say it's a member of the family?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I'm going in for my dog.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Arrest me. Do whatever you have to do.
Right.
I'm grabbing your axe. I'm throwing it through a window.
Well, if the guy's drunk, I don't know if you arrest him, but like,
if my dogs are
in there, give me that fire axe. Like, I'm not gonna, dude, you got to put the axe down. You're not allowed to do
that. Yeah, but if my dogs are burning, I'm getting drunk, and then I'm grabbing the axe because I'm just bummed out.
Well, if you're drunk enough, you don't even feel the fire.
Yeah,
for a minute there, you're like, I got superpowers. Look at that. It don't even hurt.
Stop, drop, and roll.
It don't even hurt at all. That is the show.
Oh
my goodness,
wait,
it flies by.
That's it?
Join us next week. We'll go down the top news stories. We'll talk more Star Wars, more video games.
And I'll have more news stories that I won't know what they're about.
Yes.
That'll be good.
And you'll have facts, because that's how it works. On the Loftus Party. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great day. I'm Michael Loftus. We will talk to you next time. Jason, you want to say goodbye?
I want to say goodbye and check out us on Twitter, Facebook, and
YouTube. Oh, now
YouTube.
You've done it. Yeah. All of those. The YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook. Look for the flip side. Look for the Loftus Party. It'll all be there. Adios, America. See you next time.